Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Sign up for a 6-month bottled water contract for your home or office today and get your first 5-gallon bottle free. Visit watertomydoor.com and use code DRINKITIN at checkout.
Welcome in on this Monday to the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Always glad that you guys are with me after a really dominating weekend for your baseball team. Dominating weekend. In fairness, and everything that I say on this podcast needs to have this qualifier applied to it. Every single thing I say needs to have the qualifier applied to it, that we are sitting on May 9th and Missouri has not won an SEC road game. Haven't won a series, have not won a game on the road in the SEC. So that needs to be the qualifier here, but still, Ole Miss was dominant over the weekend over a lesser team. This is kind of what you were hoping to see all season long, but here they are. So they get the series win, the sweep over Missouri. So we'll talk about that for a little bit right here on the podcast. Again, my name is Michael Borky. Don't forget, if you haven't already, to follow me on Twitter at Michael Borky or Facebook or YouTube, all under the same name. Also, if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't done that, if you're waiting for this to show up on the website or in browser, or you see it on Twitter or Facebook, go ahead and subscribe. Whatever you use to access podcasts, you can find this there. Search Rebel Report, and you can find this podcast there. Subscribe, leave a rating, and a review. I do appreciate you guys doing that and being a part of this short podcast a few times a week. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you're anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi, anywhere inside of this great state, and you're on the market for office technology, Advantage Business Systems has you covered. ABSMS.com, again, is the website. They've got everything from copiers and printers to mail machines, cloud storage, data security, phone systems. If it's technology, if it's in the office, they've got it for you. So you tell them I sent you, they'll give you a complimentary office technology assessment. And yeah, so you tell them what you need, what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you absolutely free. The podcast is also brought to you by LB's, just across from Kroger on University there in Oxford. It's the best place in the state to get your meat. I hope you spent some time cooking for your wife, for your mother, especially on Sunday. And if you did that, hopefully you got that started at LB's. Again, just across from Kroger on University. It's the best place in the state to get it. They've also got daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. They've got good advice, good sides, everything you need to get your grilling weekend started is there at LB's. So Ole Miss wins the series. They sweep the series. They get a 7-5 win on Friday night. And that was an especially important one because, I mean, they've won game ones lately because DeLucia has been excellent, and he was not that on Friday night. It was his worst outing. Mike Bianco, after the game Friday, said he just couldn't locate his stuff. He was off. Threw 111 pitches to get 12 outs. 111 pitches. They've extended him lately. I would like to see them. I mean, I guess at this point, you know, you're fighting for your postseason life, but that's weeks in a row now he's gone up over 100 pitches. I wonder if they're going to try to keep him a little bit lower next week, but we'll talk about that later, deal with that later. 111 pitches to get four complete, gave up 8 hits, 3 runs, walked a couple, just did not have his stuff, did not locate well at all. And Ole Miss was in a hole, but the difference is they were able to fight out of that hole. Now, again, it helps that Missouri is not a particularly good baseball team. They're not, but they rose to the occasion, if you will, when DeLucia didn't give them their best stuff. They fought and fought and fought and continued to put runs up on the board, and they were able to win a game despite not having their best stuff from a guy that's really dominated on Friday nights. So that was good to see. I'm still really high on Dylan DeLucia despite the struggles. I mean, everybody's allowed to have an off night, right? But he happened to have one, and the offense responded. They did. Doherty and Johnson were good on the back end as well. Johnson finally looked like himself again after a few weeks of struggles. The stuff looked good on Friday night, and that was nice to see because, again, he had struggled lately, given up some late leads and kind of been shelled a little bit. So that was really good to see him. Alderman was great at the plate. His progression of all the bad things in the regression that a lot of players on this team have gone through, Kemp Alderman's is the exact opposite. He had four hits on Friday night. He's coming along. Next year, if he continues on this path, he'll be one of the more dangerous hitters in the SEC for sure. And then they get to Saturday, and they kicked Missouri's you-know-what on Saturday. 8-1 was the final. Hunter Elliott was spectacular in this game. And again, I say Missouri has not won a road game in the SEC this year. But still, they're scrappy. They've shown that they'll scrap with you a little bit. They made Tennessee work for it. They won a series against Mississippi State last weekend. They're not pushovers by any stretch. Certainly not very good, but they'll scrap. And Hunter Elliott was exceptional. The freshman went 7 complete, only gave up that one run, struck out 9, 103 pitches, so an efficient 7 innings as well. Again, if there's another silver lining you want to take away from this season, the biggest one to me is those two guys, Dylan DeLucia and Hunter Elliott, going into next season when you're kind of retooling your lineup. You'll have a few guys back, I think, but when you're losing Graham and Elko, you've got what should be two high-quality starting pitchers going into next season, guys that you feel really, really good about. And then I mentioned Kemp Alderman. There's a couple other things as well, but the way that Elliott pitched this past weekend, and you've seen flashes of it before, he just hadn't been efficient. Bianco wasn't extending him into games for whatever reason. He had a really quick hook, didn't need one on Saturday, and you saw what I saw when I, and a lot of you saw this too. It's not like I'm unique, but his first start all the way back in, I think it was in March, very early in this season, you guys saw, a lot of you saw it then, I saw it then, and again on Saturday. That guy's got a chance to be really special. Really, really special. And he was on Saturday. Easy win for Ole Miss. A bunch of guys got hits too, and they weren't dependent on the home run. There wasn't one in the game. That was actually what's crazy is that was a nice thing to see from this team is they score 8 runs. They scattered 13 hits and not a single one went over the fence. They have been so overly dependent on the home run and wasn't the case in multiple spots this weekend. But on Saturday, Bench had 2 hits. Gonzalez had 2. Elko had 1. Graham had 2. Alderman had 2. Again, he had a great weekend. McCants was the only guy in the lineup that didn't have a hit. Leatherwood had 1. Chatney had 2. Dunhurst had 1. Just balanced offense. That kind of stuff was what you expected to see from this team all year, not the dependent on the home run, not being able to move guys over and score runs that way. So a nice day at the plate for Ole Miss as well. And they continue that on Sunday. They won 10-2. Derek Diamond was very, very good. He's slipped into this role nicely, get through the order a couple of times, be efficient with it. He is a veteran guy, and he shows you that. I mean, he'll throw strikes. Nothing he has is overpowering. But he located well, scattered 8 hits, gave up 2 runs and 5 complete. That's all you can really ask for a guy on Sunday, and he delivered. Gattis was really good out of the pen as well. So Ole Miss pitching all weekend was very good against not a good Missouri team, but it was very good. And you still had more balance at the plate. Kevin Graham had 5 of the team's 15 hits, including 3 RBIs, but Bench had 2. Gonzalez had 1. Elko had 2. Alderman had another hit. McCants got 1. Dunhurst had 2, Chatney had 1. I mean, it was a far more balanced offensive approach all weekend. And so there you go. Those are, you know, quick box score highlights of the 3 wins this weekend. Ole Miss is now 1 spot ahead of Mississippi State in the West. One win ahead of Mississippi State in the West. They are tied with Alabama right now with 10 wins. They are 1 win ahead of Kentucky. They also have that tiebreaker, as you know, and they are 3 wins ahead of Missouri. So Ole Miss right now, 2 weeks to go, in much better shape to make it to Hoover. Their RPI sits at 56 at the moment. So they're still probably, when the projections come out, going to be on the outside looking in. of making the postseason beyond Hoover. So the next thing and the final prevailing thought here is, does this change anything? I got a sarcastic text message from a friend after the series. He said, you know, I hope this doesn't change anything about Mike's job. That's what a friend said to me. I'm not saying that to you. But honestly, though, no, nothing really has changed. It doesn't change much at all. It's three wins. They were impressive this weekend. Ole Miss was. They played well. That's an encouraging thing if you're one of those people that's holding on to hope that they make an unexpected run in the postseason. But if you're one of those people that is hoping and clamoring for new direction, this is a sweep over this Missouri team is not going to change that at all. Again, when the projections come out, they'll still be left out of the tournament. They still looking at this schedule. I mean, they've really got an opportunity to get an RPI win with Southern Miss coming up on Wednesday night. But, I mean, LSU is battling for a hosting spot right now. Texas A&M has played better as the year's gone on. They're now 14-10 in the SEC. So, I mean, at this point, Ole Miss has to probably get four. I mean, some people have said, oh, three will get them in. I don't know if their RPI will allow that. But I would say if they get four wins with Southern Miss, LSU, and A&M. So if they find a way to get four out of those seven, I think that could get them in the postseason. But to what end, you know? So nice weekend. They're playing well, or they played well. They're not playing well. They really struggled to get runs in against Arkansas. Scored six runs on the weekend. But in terms of postseason position, the opportunity is there for them. We'll see if they're able to take it. But in terms of the big picture stuff, this weekend changed nothing at all if you are one of those people that's worried about that. But either way, good weekend. Very good weekend for Ole Miss. They played well. We'll see if they can turn that into a little run to end the season and make their way into the tournament. We will find that out here soon enough. So thank you for tuning in to the quick update Rebel Report. And I'll be back with you guys on Wednesday. We're going to talk a little football. I've got some content ideas for football entering the summer. We're going to start those on Wednesday. So anyway, I'll see you Wednesday, and y'all have a good week.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.